Music Madness Quiz. Mark said he'll play in Downers Grove. Hey, Mark, how are you? You're on WGN.
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Good. This is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done. Let's play the clue that we did a little while ago. Do you know what song that is?
Sounds like Space Oddity.
By?
David Bowie.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom.
Isn't this a great song?
Yeah, I love it.
And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear.
I'm going to have to dig that song up and play it again a bunch of times in my office today. Okay, you're one for one. If you get them all right, you win the mega hoodie. If you get
cool. If
you get even one wrong, you still win the mega hoodie. Okay, here we go. Here's the next clue. Play that again.
Wow.
It has to do with space, planets, travel. Bertrand, are you any help on that one?
Well, only knowing you and your standards, so I'm going back there somewhere, but I'm thinking...
So it's not David Bowie, it's something maybe from the 50s or 60s.
Bobby Darin or...
Right. No.
I'll tell you that you're on the right path. Let's listen to the clue again.
I'm sorry, John.
All I can think of is Fly Me to the Moon, but that's not it.
It's Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon.
No.
Let me play among the stars.
Mark, you're two for two.
And let me see what spring is like on...
What's your favorite band, Mark? What's the music you like to listen to?
Classic rock.
Yeah. I don't know.
Beatles, Stones, Led Zeppelin.
Stuff like that.
It's all
good. Yeah, it is. All right, here's clue number three for you, sir. Ramping up to something there. Here comes the clue again.
Oh, yeah.
Bertrand thinks he's got it.
Oh, wow.
Mark in Downers Grove does not think he's got it.
Think biopics and farewell tours.
That's not
okay.
Okay, I'll get back to you. Here's the clue one more time.
Oh, okay. I have a guess.
Go.
Rocket Man.
Yep.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Till touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man that think I am at home. No. I'm
okay, got one more for you. You ready?
Sure.
Actually, I might have two. Here's the next clue. I don't know the words to this one, but tell me if you...
It doesn't have words.
The song is?
It's the theme from 2001, A Space Odyssey, which was written by Richard Strauss 100 years ago.
Carol! He knows who wrote this!
I think the words are, bum bum!
Yeah! That's right. I know how to sing to this song. Bum bum! All right, I got one more for you. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Here's your clue. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Try it again.
Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. No.
Yes, that's the song.
Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath.
Now, how is that a song about spaceships?
I went down my dancing shoes on.
We thought we'd play it because that's what the space capsule did over the weekend.
Oh.
It's Splish Splash. Okay, got it.
You, sir, are 5 for 5.
Well, I had a little assist on the wand.
That's true. What do you do for a living, Mark?
I am a retired insurance broker.
You do not sound old enough to be retired. I have you at 43 here.
Well, thank you so much. I'm actually all of 68.
Oh, wow. You're rocking it well, sir. Talk to Ryan off the air. He's my producer today. He'll get your name, your shoe size, all that stuff, and then we'll make sure you...
Yes, I saw you and Teddy Roosevelt at College of DuPage.
What did you think of that?
It was great.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm a history nut anyway, so it's all good.
It's nice of you to call and say that. We're not going to be able to do that show this fall because of the you-know-what, but we'll do one next year. You come to that one as well.